legal document has just been made public for the first time, in which one of the largest pharmaceutical giants on the planet, AstraZeneca, admitted the fact that their COVID vaccine can cause a deadly blood clotting condition. The court document itself is actually from February, but it was just made public yesterday. And to make sense of it, let me give you a bit of background on it. Over in the UK, there is currently a class action lawsuit being lobbied against AstraZeneca claiming that their COVID vaccine caused death as well as serious injuries in well over a dozen cases. These deaths and serious injuries all have to do with a very serious condition known as TTS, which stands for thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome. It's a very technical name, but in plain English, this syndrome presents itself as a combination of blood clots as well as a severe drop in platelet levels. And what's really interesting to note is that TTS is actually a new syndrome that was only identified recently with the rollout of the COVID vaccines. In fact, TTS also goes by two other names as well. It's also called vaccine-induced prothrombotic immune thrombocytopenia, or VIPIT for short, or you can also call it vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia, or VITT for short. All very technical names, but however you want to call it, TTS is extremely serious, and typically individuals experience the symptoms of TTS sometime between 4 and 42 days after being vaccinated. And the symptoms, they can vary wildly depending on where the thrombosis actually occurs. And so, for instance, here are some of the potential symptoms. You have cerebral venous thrombosis, which manifests as persistent headaches, vision changes, seizures, confusion, or even potentially a coma. You have splanchnic vein thrombosis, which can manifest as abdominal pain. You have pulmonary embolus, which can manifest as chest pain as well as shortness of breath. You have deep vein thrombosis, which can result in leg pain, redness, and/or swelling. You have arterial ischemia, which can lead to symptoms of a heart attack, such as chest pain, shortness of breath, things like that. And then lastly, you have thrombocytopenia itself, which can lead to bruising, rashes, as well as general bleeding. And it's worth mentioning that no matter how TTS manifests in an individual, it's very serious, and it can lead to long-term disability or even death if it's not recognized and treated in a timely manner. Now, in the context of the US, you might remember that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was discontinued exactly because of this. Because of an elevated risk of TTS following vaccination, the J&J, Johnson & Johnson vaccine, was dropped here in America. However, what a lot of people in America don't know is that the same thing happened to the AstraZeneca vaccine. For instance, the Australian Health Ministry, they stopped the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine throughout the country. And in their statement explaining why they made that decision, they wrote the following. Quote, thrombosis with thrombocytopenia, or TTS, is a rare syndrome that occurred in around 2 to 3 people per 100,000 who were vaccinated with AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is no longer available in Australia. Now, just as an aside, they use the word rare in this sentence, and technically they are correct. 3 cases out of 100,000 vaccines administered is only 0.003%, which sounds good, unless you happen to be one of the unlucky individuals who happen to draw the short straw. And so that neatly brings us back along to the class action lawsuit over in the UK. 51 cases have been brought forth against AstraZeneca in the High Court, with the victims as well as the grieving relatives trying to get damages from the company, which are estimated to be worth around £100 million, which is about $125 million. Now, first among these cases was the one lodged by Mr. Jamie Scott. Quote, the first case was lodged last year by Jamie Scott, a father of 2 who was left with a permanent brain injury after developing a blood clot and a bleed on the brain that has prevented him from working after he received the vaccine in April of 2021. The hospital called his wife 3 times to tell her that her husband was going to die. But here's where things got interesting, because in a letter of response, lawyers for AstraZeneca told the lawyers for Mr. Jamie Scott that the company, quote, does not accept that TTS is caused by the vaccine at a generic level. Now, that letter was again sent in May of last year. However, it turns out that in February of this year, in a legal document submitted to the High Court, the lawyers for AstraZeneca seemed to change their tune just a little bit. They wrote that, quote, it is admitted that the AstraZeneca vaccine can, in very rare cases, cause TTS. The causal mechanism is not known. Further, TTS can also occur in the absence of the AstraZeneca vaccine or any vaccine. Causation in any individual case will be a matter for expert evidence. Leave it up to a lawyer to write something like that. Although this admission has been a long time coming. And for the people who have been paying attention, the only surprise here is the fact that they denied it initially at all. Because despite what they wrote in their initial letter back in May, TTS, or VITT, whatever you want to call it, has been listed as a possible side effect for the vaccine for years. However, This particular document here is the first time that the company admitted in court that there's an actual connection, which is obviously a relief as well as a source of frustration for the actual family members trying to get compensation. For instance, speaking with the Telegraph newspaper, here is what Mr. Jamie Scott's wife said on this particular matter. Quote, "The medical world has acknowledged for a long time that VITT was caused by the vaccine. It's only AstraZeneca who has questioned whether Jamie's condition was caused by the jab. It's taken 3 years for this admission to come. It's progress, but we would like to see more from them and the government. It's time for things to move more quickly. I hope their admission means we will be able to sort this out sooner rather than later. We need an apology, fair compensation for our family and other families who have been affected. We have the truth on our side, and we are not going to give up." And so with this admission, the people who suffered from TTS following the vaccine are perhaps one step closer to an actual financial compensation. However, and here's the real kicker, even if AstraZeneca will wind up having to pay these families out, it'll actually wind up being the British taxpayers who are going to be footing the bill. Quote, "Due to a bargain that AstraZeneca struck with the UK government at the height of the pandemic to indemnify the drug maker against potential lawsuits, taxpayers will be on the hook for any payouts resulting from the claims." And that is, if nothing else, amazing. If you'd like to read either more about this TTS condition or this particular case with AstraZeneca, I'll throw the links to my research notes. You'll be able to find them down in the description box below this video if you're the type of person that likes to dig into the weeds. And then until next time, I'm your host, Roman from the Epoch Times. Stay informed, and most importantly, stay free.